Hello, ladies and gentle peeps. It is November the 28th, I suspect, and I'm on the road once again, but tonight it's a very special trip, a very important trip, a trip that I can't possibly live without because I'm going to go and fetch a Chinese takeaway. So I hope the quality of this recording isn't too bad because I'm doing it on my Bluetooth headset. So, how did we all do with the portrait assignment yesterday? I hope we had a few good entries, because I haven't actually looked yet. I'm sorry, I'm a bit behind still, catching up after the weekend. The assignment today sort of follows on from that, because what I wanted you to do yesterday was, get a portrait that was requested, that was agreed upon, that you'd actually spoken to somebody and told them what you wanted. What I'd like you to do today is another portrait, or a picture of a person, but this time I want it to be candid, which means I want you to try and snap a picture of somebody without them knowing that you're doing it, and try and capture a moment. This is something that Henri Cartier-Bresson was famous for. It was capturing people out in the world doing things that were just sort of magic moments, and he called it the decisive moment. What people don't know is that in actual fact a lot of his supposedly magic moments were actually staged. He did actually have people repeat the same action over and over until he got the shot he wanted. Some were candid, some weren't. But what I'd like you to do is to try and find just a candid moment, which is nice and easy to do with a camera phone, and just capture something, somebody doing something, just maybe, if possible, that tells a story. That's one of the things that you can do with candid shots, is capture just what was going on at the time, maybe something interesting about somebody, maybe somebody with an interesting detail of what they're wearing or how they're behaving or just how they look. Just try and something that tells a story. And it can be a member of your family if you want, preferably not household pets, though. Make it a real human being. So that's your assignment for today. Please make it a candid picture of a person. And as usual, upload it to Google Plus, tag it with CreativityEX, and we'll have a look at those tomorrow. Thank you very much for tuning in, as always. I appreciate your coming along with the journey with me. Lots of you have kept up pretty much for the whole month. We've only got, I think, a couple of days left to go, so I will catch you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.